Allura rocks. The rocks fell a little short in overtime during the team's last game of the calendar year. Allura lost in overtime 4-3 against the Fighting Irish in Stratford. Allura is second in the WOSHL division with an 11-5 record. The next Rocks home game is January 3 at 8:30 p.m. against Dunville. Fergus Whalers. Fergus and Wingham will have to finish their game another day. Sunday afternoon's match at the Centre Wellington Community Sportsplex was suspended due to an ice issue as the Ironmen and Whalers were tied 2-2. Fergus is third in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 19 wins, 4 losses, 2 overtime losses and 1 shootout loss. The team is next on the ice on January 5 hosting the Goderich Flyers at home. Mount Forest Patriots. The Patriots climb to the top of the standings after a busy 3-game weekend. Mount Forest won 4-1 at home ice on Friday against Walkerton and 9-5 Saturday in Goderich but couldn't pull off a third win over Hanover on Sunday in a 4-2 loss. The team is first in the PJHL's North Pollock division with 22 wins, 5 losses and 2 overtime losses. The next home game is on January 4 as Mount Forest takes on the Concardon Bulldogs. Minto 81s. A huge win at home for Minto. After a 5-3 loss against Durham on Friday, the 81s came back in a big way with a 11-4 win at home over the Milverton four-wheel drives. Minto is third in the old standings with 9 wins and 3 losses. The team is back on the ice Saturday against Tavistock. Erin Outlaws. A quiet weekend for the Outlaws as the team was not on the ice. Erin is ninth in the old standings with 4 wins and 8 losses. The team hosts the Creemore Coyotes on Saturday.